Hey guys, it's Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome back to the 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is, the Bible is a roadmap for my life. So the scripture that supports this is Psalm 119, verse 105, and it reads, your word is a lamp for my feet, Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. So the reason why I chose this confession was because many people in this world have what they call a spiritual but not religious worldview. Or, they're Christians, but they don't know what the Word of God says about major areas of their life. And so they just do what they think any good person would do, or they look to New Age theories to govern how they live their lives. And now, so don't take this as me saying bad things about people who believe these things. I'm not. I don't judge people based off what they believe. I just know that I govern my life by the Word of God, or at least I try to. And, you know, the Bible says it's a sin to know better or not do it. So a lot of times, you know, I maybe may just not know better, or I do what I do in my own understanding. And then when it's brought to my attention that I really need to get with it per the Word of God, then I do what I need to do. So the reason why I said that is because people get offended sometimes when you talk about the Word of God, when you say the Bible says, you know, they're like, well, I don't want to hear that. But then they want to tell you all about their theories on life and their New Age things. And you know, it's like, well, how is it that I'm offending you, but you're not offending me? You know, but the bottom line is that there's so many different types of worldviews. There's so many different types of worldviews, but the only one that is right for me, the only one really that is right for anyone who professes to be a Christian or a follower of Christ is a biblical worldview. And in order to do that, you have to accept the Bible as your roadmap for your life. So here's how I know that this is the right way for me, because I know what my life was like before I did this, and it was a mess. It was a hot mess. And I honestly don't know how I made it without a personal relationship with God. I think that the Lord just had hench angels somewhere out on me, and they just were like, you know what, I don't care what you do, we're not gonna let you go, you're not gonna kill yourself, someone else is not gonna kill you for being foolish, we're here, God assigned us to you, and we are who you have until you come to your senses. So I don't know how I got through some of the things that I got through without having a personal relationship with God. That had to have been how, if that's even possible. But I know what my life was like before, and I know what it's like now. And yes, I had to give some things up. Yes, I had to make some adjustments that were quite honestly painful and very just not profitable for me, right? They weren't, I mean, they're beneficial, but you know, I thought, well, this is just painful. This is not comfortable. And like, how is this benefiting me? But in the long run, I saw how it was. Because to live your life where the Bible is the roadmap for your life is to make things simple, believe it or not. It might go counter to what cultural norms say. It might go counter to even what your community raised you to say is right or wrong. But if you have it be the lamp for your feet, the light on your path, you can't go wrong. I mean, you can go wrong, but it won't steer you wrong. It won't steer you in a place where the Lord can't guide you and just mold you and shape you and do what it is that he wants to do with you and for you. So if you are on this journey with me and you are in a place where you know that you want your faith to grow, you know that you want a closer relationship with God, but you just don't know how to get there, use this confession. The Bible is the roadmap for my life. It is God's word, is what he left us with. It's the instructions that he left us with. It's how we get to know him. It's how we are supposed to govern our lives. And to use it as your roadmap for life is to basically tell the Lord, I am serious about my relationship with you. So again, the confession for today is the Bible is the roadmap for my life. And remember to confess your way to success. And don't forget to come in tomorrow or check in tomorrow for your daily confession.